Protests continue across Venezuela against the declaration of Nicolas Maduro as winner of a third term as president by an electoral commission he controls. The U.S. expressing serious concern.
Wisconsin Democrats are urging primary voters to vote no on two proposed constitutional amendments on State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says the questions are
a low of 65 tonight, patchy fog overnight, partly sunny and quite warm on Tuesday, a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 87, maybe a shower early Tuesday night, 66 for a low. Wednesday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, a 40% chance of thunderstorms overnight, a high of 88 Wednesday. Thursday, rain and thunderstorms likely in the morning, then decreasing clouds, a high of 85. Friday, partly cloudy, turning less humid, and 85, mid-80s for Saturday and Sunday.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Jordan Love on his record-breaking contract. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers held practice in pads. Training camp enters its second week. Jordan Love completing a 47-yard pass to Christian Watson. His first day back after signing a contract making him the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. I told you the talks began back in May. Asked him what was it like.
You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out.
It's been the waiting game.
But now I'm broken down.
But knowing that
went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I
down. I know your lies. I got
this is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime.
So this is where
find
it
all of it at civicmedia.us.
All your memories, couldn't see what everybody sees. Red flags said I should have walked out that door.
By daybreak, temperatures in the upper 60s.
Went to
Tuesday,
a mix
of clouds and sunshine.
Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more.
Crude and down. Tune in for the Tuesday edition. Dallas Savage Green. President Joe Biden's proposition.
I let you back in.
Should they refuse? L to the yeah, the devil's advocates. Weekdays 4 to 6. This is Jason Jason, KRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So this is where it ends.
Or if you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up next hour, Wendy Schwalbe is going to join us. She's with a group now called Fear and I Can't Choose. We're going to talk a little bit about that and find out what that organization does and how you can be involved. Education is a big, big issue here in Wisconsin, as it is around the country. So Wendy Schwalbe joining us at 11:06. Stick around.
This is where it
thank goodness
ends.
Nothing happened over the weekend.
Very, very quiet
weekend. Just nothing to talk about.
Nope.
At all.
Nope.
Maybe a couple things.
One or two.
Especially here in Wisconsin as a swing state where we're voting all the time, it seems like we are eternally in an election cycle, which on the one hand makes us a little special because it means we get lots of attention. Everybody wants us. Everybody wants our votes. On the other hand, it's really exhausting. And people just get tired of having to go vote all the time, but it is a good thing. MyVote.wy.gov. Be sure you're registered. August 13th, primary in Wisconsin. Very important. Two constitutional amendments on the ballot. Vote no.
Now you can look as much.
And
I mean, correct.
Yes.
Sorry.
What are you going to have yourself?
No. Yes. Right.
What?
Yeah. First base.
We wanted to start off though with former President Donald Trump.
Don't mess with my
on Friday. Delivered a speech to the woman. A Christian group, Turning Point Actions Believers Summit in West Palm Beach. This was Friday night, in case you missed it. Donald Trump addressing a group of Christians in Florida. Kelvin, let's play that clip about, thank goodness we won't have to vote anymore, clip number two.
Christians, get out and vote. Check this time. You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years, you know what?
Don't miss
it'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again.
Because everything will be great, I guess. And so we will never have to vote again because...
They'll get rid of it. It's fine. Mark, those Tuesdays are yours now.
You never have to worry about blocking off a Tuesday and making plans to go vote. We're just going to get rid of voting.
Yeah.
Because once I'm elected, you don't need anything but me.
Now
you
can have. And some people might be like, you're just, you know, you're scaremongering. All right, what did he mean? Tell me what he meant when he said you vote this one time and you don't have to worry about it ever then. Did he mean vote for me and then... You know, you'll never find a better one than me, and then there's no explanation other than vote this time, and then we'll take that off your to-do list.
Exactly. You don't need that kind of pressure.
No. It's gonna work.
Don't mess with my toot-toot.
It was interesting yesterday seeing some Republicans now on Talking Heads programs. Kind of walking this back a little bit. Oh, he doesn't mean that he's going to get rid of voting. He just means that everything's going to be so great, and he's going to address these problems with our election systems that, I don't know, that they will never be unfair. They will never be... I'm baffled. If you would like to explain it to me, I would love to hear from you.
Yes, I'd love that, too.
855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. What did Donald Trump mean when he said Friday night, or is it just Christians will never have to vote again?
They're just going to get a pass?
They get a free dispensation.
Yeah, maybe it's their eternal vote. Like from now on, they vote this way, and then they'll just apply all the next votes
to the way they vote this year.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know, Gene. This sounds like a man who's just maybe... they're talking about voting and elections. And maybe he should do the right thing and step down from the election because he's too old to hold. I'm too young to talk. Too old to hold the office. I mean, I remember like a month ago hearing that from his side too. I mean, yes, the liberals said that, but it seems like he's having a hard time, you know, making ideas stick out there. Now his heads have to justify it.
Exactly. And Chris Sununu was on one of the shows yesterday morning, and he's just joking. It's just a joke, because he is such a chuckle-meister, as we all know. Dot com is nothing if not hilarious.
Yes, he is. I mean, comedy gold every time.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched his 14th Netflix special?
It's got me
he's joking. Also, voting isn't something to joke about in this context with those kinds of words. I'm sorry. And could you have, in a world, all those doesn't matter who it is, Kamala, Joe, Barack, Michelle, Al Franken, my mom, they get on a podium in front of a bunch of people and say something the exact same word. Right now, every right-wing news outlet would be on fire.
Oh, yes.
They'd be all over
the
place.
The Democrats want to burn down democracy.
But when they do it, that's just a joke. Don't worry about it.
The Democrats want to take away your right to vote.
Well, in fact, I don't want to say we. But I feel like that's a good to expand. And that's for everybody.
The Republicans, too.
Yeah, they want to make sure we can vote early. Not this. Vote one more time.
Never have to worry about it again. This will take care of it for you.
Vote via Amazon Prime.
Two on the live stream and a bunch of Republicans that were interviewed this weekend all just laughed it off. Yep. No one explained what he meant. Because there needs to be a special Trump interpreter or something. Right?
You think that's what they like
the Trump whisperer?
Is Trump whisperer like speaking to people? Those weird thoughts on the planet put them into check. Because J.D. Vance also very popular.
Oh, it's so good. And charismatic.
And beloved. I mean, let me tell you something. We talk to anybody about Trump and the outfit and the campaign every day. Like, thank God it's he must be good for him. I don't know what... Don Jr., where are you?
Yes, he was very influential in getting J.D. Vance's the pick.
Good work, buddy. He couldn't be more right.
It's chaos right now. It is chaos.
Yeah.
And it will be very interesting to see if J.D. Vance remains on the ticket.
Yep. I did.
And then I can't wait to find out the justification that the Republicans are going to use for that when they have threatened to sue the Biden camp for deciding not to run again and then picking Kamala Harris. It's like, you can't do that.
Maybe.
But Vance is already on the ticket. Yeah. He was nominated. He accepted.
You guys did this.
Isn't that done?
It feels like it's done. I mean, I did reach out to Jim Santel for some information on that. We can read maybe later or tomorrow. I mean, it's... He's your guy. Maybe they can pull an Oscar thing. They accidentally wrote down the wrong name.
They meant to put,
I don't know.
They cuffed Coach. What's that with a North Dakota guy? Burgum.
Doug Burgum. Oh,
yeah,
was that misspelling?
Yeah, it was just, we misspelled Doug Burgum. It's just a very bad. Eric was supposed to write that down. He wrote Jake Van.
We also want to play one little clip. Donald Trump, of course, famous for coming up with stupid nicknames for people he doesn't like. Stupid nicknames for just about everyone. But specifically talking about Vice President Kamala Harris's name, McCallum, let's play that clip show.
But if radical, liberal Kamala Harris gets in, and by the way, there are numerous ways of saying this.
No.
They were explaining to me, you can say Kamala, you can say Kamala. I said, don't worry about it, it doesn't matter what I say, I couldn't care less if I mispronounce it or not, I couldn't care less. Some people think I mispronounce it on purpose, but actually I've heard it said about seven different ways. There are a lot of ways.
No.
There are a lot of ways.
No, they're not. It's Kamala.
There's two ways to pronounce the name. There's one correct way for Kamala Harris. That's it.
Yeah, not much. But if he's going to take that truth, then apply for the rest of us.
Yeah.
So we can call him Duncan.
I always like calling him Donald John Trump.
Because
he never gets mad when people are mean to him. Never. He's like a man with a thick tan skin.
Oh, such a thick skin.
Calvin, you have something you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'd like Donald.
Donald. Ooh, sounds Irish. Ooh. Donald.
Isn't that young person? A good take.
I just that open disrespect, man.
She got a full ride to a private school.
Just this. And now, because she's a woman and a woman of color, she gets to make different dicks out of her. And it'll never be a responsibility. Well, like, why was that what I meant? You took it wrong. That kind of thing. So sensitive.
Jump in sarcasm.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine?
There's another clip we wanted to share with you if you're just joining us for talking about Donald Trump. Mentioning on Friday to Turning Point to Christian activists in Florida that once Christians come out and vote for him this year, they're never going to have a vote again to talk about politics. Never that happens. Do we have time, Calvin, to play a clip of Donald Trump in Minnesota? Let's do that.
They cheat. They have no shame. They cheat. They understand that. Broken people are the most broken. They cheat. They cheated in the last election, and they're going to cheat in this election, but they're going to get them. They use COVID to cheat.
This
time they're trying to find something, but we think we have a block. They have no shame whatsoever.
There is no evidence.
Yeah.
After 4 years.
Yeah.
There is no evidence that 2020 election was stolen in any
great
state,
news with a mix of informative news,
Wisconsin.
Timely weather,
as
and exciting local and state
Institute
sports
for Law and
on
Liberty,
WRCO-FM 100.9.
Those liberal activists.
And Robin Voss.
You know, liberal to the hilt.
Just J.D. Vance. We're going to focus a little bit on J.D. He tried to do a little walking back over the weekend. So I hope you'll stay with us. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My life was off balance. Nothing had been going around. You said, oh, my son, you're more like you. You ain't in the same. I said, I don't know.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Still
It's the Todd Allman Show.
Reed Keeler, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025. Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say nasty quotation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a nasty quotation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Allman Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plants.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Still taking chances.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mott, and Calvinator on the board. Ready to take your calls and your texts at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app to take us with you wherever you go. Just go to wherever you get your apps. Look for Civic Media. Download that. You can listen to all the stations all across our network, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And you can also subscribe to our podcast.
You can do that by going to the website.
CivicMedia.us.
Or go to your favorite podcast distribution center. Choice. Podcast. Take us wherever you want. Listening live or catching up. You want to be there with me and hang out.
Absolutely.
Free. Me, Jane, Calvin. You want to be your bud.
That's all.
All free.
We were talking about Donald Trump, over the weekend, Friday, talking to a group in Florida, essentially telling Christians, hey, it's all good. All you have to do is just vote for me this time, and then you'll never have to vote again, because everything's going to be fixed. We'll wait for some clarification on what that means. He also said that he can basically, he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to kick some of these.
Yeah. Hey, what do you, we've already got some ones coming through. What would be your fix to the name?
Steve from New Berlin texting in, Connell. Connell.
Connell the
Dump. Steve from New Berlin.
There it is.
Like that. Don't hate that. Also, Calvin's was Don Old Trump.
Mine is, and what was yours again?
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business?
I go with Donald,
if so,
Donald
consider
Trump.
Consider Meyer Oil and LP.
They all work.
We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane,
exactly.
There's like 8 or 10 of them.
Who said
we have you
rules.
Covered.
Exactly.
If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914.
J.D. Vance.
And see if we're the right fit for
you. Had a lot of attention last week.
He just keeps insisting on
Schmidt
talking.
Woodland Hills Transitional Care
talking.
Unit provides services for people requiring skilled
and
care.
If you did, I'm not
after
quite sure how that happened.
Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly.
Talking about
our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality
and
care and a commitment to your quality of life.
Are essentially ruining the country because they have no investments in the future of America. Calvin, let's play that clip.
Are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-893-1
today. Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low-hour 2021 Case SR-175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers, including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces.
So apparently I have no
equipment auction Thursday, August
8th. Get out of America.
The Muscadet Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
That's really gone over well, the journalist cat lady thing.
Yeah.
And I think what I love the most about this is when he tried to walk it back by talking to Megyn Kelly over the weekend. Essentially, all he did was say, that he doesn't
She's
have anything against
that
Ken.
I might see those five
Not that
she talks about
women without children are fine. It was essentially, I don't hate cats. Okay, good.
Good job.
But that's great. Looking like
somebody else. It's just this open hatred of women. So meanwhile, at any point, they're always talking about how we have to protect women. Just my t-shirt on. They're always about women are the most, they're the child bearers. They raise the family. Up, but we don't have to like them, gone. Love them, or respect them. We just need them around to be conduits to give us more children and more babies and more workers.
Exactly.
And maybe taxpayers, that's the
Dickie Vance, we're talking to Megyn Kelly, did not apologize for his description of Kamala Harris as a childless cat lady, saying only it was a sarcastic comment, clarifying he had nothing against cats. But he insisted that the substance of his criticism of Harris is true. So, again, essentially, he is doubling down on his claim that people without children, and specifically women without children, have no investment in our country. And I guess then he shouldn't be able to vote. Because he does want parents who have children to be able to vote proxy for their kids until they reach the age of 18.
Yeah, that's a new one. I feel like it's not getting enough to play. That's, he said, if you are a parent, you should be able to take the total number of children, get extra votes, and vote on their behalf. What are we even talking about?
Yeah, that is, that's my goal.
Yeah, and this is something, too, that, you know, we talked about this last week. Just comes natural. She makes it. It's not just AOC. Kamala has two stepchildren,
right?
Pete Buttigieg has two children. AOC has no children. But also, the Graham has no children.
Len Grossman has no children.
George Washington has
He had two stepchildren.
Two stepchildren. Yeah. No biological children. My point is, Doug Imhoff's ex-wife came out and said that Kamala is an excellent stepmother and mother figure to their children. And why are there not more step-parents or adoptive parents in these ways? Because essentially what J.D. Vance is saying is, unless it's biological, it doesn't count.
Apparently.
Period. If you adopt, not the same. Stepchildren, not the same. So where is the outrage on behalf of parents? Because because you have children biologically doesn't make you a great parent either. So
that's an important
thing. The thing that really frustrates me every time when people say, like, she has no children. Yes, she does. They might not be your biological children, but she's been in their life for 10 years.
We still don't know who Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick is going to be.
Yeah.
Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, was all over the place this weekend. All kinds of clips. Just to highlight a little difference between the two men. Gavin, let's play this clip from Tim Walz talking to Jake Tapper and
Looking at the world,
but you've legalized for three the eyes
Just to watch it shattered and the pieces on the ground.
People also told me that someday it happened.
But I was young, never heard a word they had to say. Don't misunderstand me, there are a few things I regret. Your love's always on my mind, and every will get.
I wasted, I loved you better.
Wasted, I loved you better.
It remains to be seen who will be the vice presidential pick, but Tim Walz certainly making some pretty good statements over the weekend. Just to give you a little comparison. All right, Goose is coming up next when we return. Supremely Corrupt. Let's talk about the Supreme Court. You're listening to Bad Bear on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
that I loved you better.
This is News from the Center.
I wish that I had loved you more.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cancer. Protests continue across Venezuela against the declaration of Nicolas Maduro as winner of a third term as president by an electoral commission he controls. The U.S. expressing serious concern.
We had reports of arrests of opposition campaign workers, intimidation, vote suppression. Observers who came from around the world, including the Carter Center in the U.S., kicked out of polling places. And when these polling centers were supposed to release a raw data backing up what they said their votes were, many of them just didn't, and it's required by Venezuelan law.
ABC Shannon Crawford. Ronnie Dean Stout facing felony arson charges in the wildfire burning near Chico, California. Accused of pushing his burning car into a gully last week. The U.S. has a world-leading 20 medals heading into Tuesday's Olympic competition in Paris. Tuesday's triathlon has been postponed for a third straight day. The Seine River's too nasty to swim in. This is it.
Temperatures in the upper 60s. Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a couple of thunderstorms possible. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why Saved by the Scan wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative.
Nightlife with Pete Schwab.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got a food. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back to the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlife with Pete Schwab. Unite 7 till 9. Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Maggie's out for the week. Matt Rothschild's filling in. We're going to be talking about the incredible impact of the fire hose of news that has been the last few weeks.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Box, Sweet Kelby on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us if you call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Or if you're listening on the app, there's a way you can call and text directly from the app. So that's pretty cool, too. We always love to hear you. Coming up at 11:06, we're going to be joined by Wendy Schwalbe. She was the teacher's state leader in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Parents as Teachers, and she has recently joined the board of directors at Parents as Teachers. So we're going to find out what that organization does, what it means, what its goals are, and how this would affect you and your children. Maybe this is where you can get involved as well. Kind of assume that from the Parents as Teachers. So that's coming up at 11:06. Wanted to start off this half hour, though, with President Biden over the weekend endorsing sweeping changes to the Supreme Court. He published an op-ed today in the Washington Post. Biden's suggestions call for 18-year term limits for the justices and a binding enforceable ethics code for the highest court in the land. President Biden also pushing for a constitutional amendment prohibiting blanket immunity for presidents. This after, of course, the court just ruled that former President Donald Trump is immune for prosecution for acts committed while he was president.
This might be also another Jim Santel question. Can the court hand down a decision, and can there be a constitution voted on it? Won't the court's decision be ruled in the constitution?
That's a good question.
I'm a judge, lawyer.
We're lawyer adjacent.
I went pre-law, and that's where I stopped.
Cowboy went riding
up. I'm not against it. I'm all about term limits for judges.
I think so, too.
The only thing I would say in there is that they do not run for election. They are appointed. The process, it is still, because we do not want to see Supreme Court commercials for
running for office.
Exactly.
No, certainly don't. That we don't need.
18 years. Oversight? Come on, bring it up.
Calvin, what do you think?
I think it sounds like a great idea. From my understanding, to Greg's point, if it was a constitutional amendment, black and it would not and be able to be ruled unconstitutional because it would then be a part of the Constitution. There is a very high bar for constitutional amendments. I think it takes like two-thirds.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot.
The ERA still hasn't been voted into law.
And that was in 1978. I remember it very well. Lindsey Graham says that any reforms would be dead on arrival in the Senate, accusing Democrats and President Biden of wanting to destroy and pack the court. I want to talk about court packing.
I mean, he hasn't said he's going to add justices, has he?
No.
And I don't even think that's not even the best idea. People are like, he needs to pack the court. That can backfire on you.
Oh, absolutely.
And so for me personally, I feel like, I think oversight's great. Term limits are wonderful. And
why is that? It just seems like, what do you make it just 20 years? Hard
to catch. I mean, I would say like 15 got to ride. I mean, I don't know. 18 years in the sky. That seems like a very random number.
Yeah, well, it does.
Yeah, it does seem like a random number. I'm trying to like relate it to other terms. It doesn't line up with presidential terms if they're still going to be appointed. Why wouldn't you make it 16 or like you said?
So that it would change with the new administration.
Or they would change at the same time. Right?
Well, maybe that's why they did the 18, so there wouldn't be any of them. Yeah, so it's obvious.
But I just love that. In an effort to protect the process, checks and balances, you know, one of the most important parts of our
Constitution.
Republic.
Yeah.
Here comes Lindsey Graham.
Child. He
this job was
unmarried.
Should he really have any say about it?
He should have no. Trust me, I think for many reasons. But yeah, this is an attack. No, it's not. You just you get nervous, my friend. My southern gentleman.
Well, and I would love to see who is going to oversee the courts, the Supreme Court, to make sure they behave. I mean, where are these people going to come from? And who is going to decide who sits on this ethical panel to oversee the Supremes? I volunteer. I'm happy to help out. It's my civic duty. That's right.
I think that, you know, honestly, you make it a committee with, you know, sort of like the, what is it, the FEC?
Federal Elections Commission?
Where it's like Democrats and Republicans, or like that.
Like a bipartisan kind of panel.
A bipartisan thing where it has, you know, and it's appointed by whoever, whether it's the Senate or the President appoints it. But there are ways of absolutely doing this. And it should have been done a long time ago. There's nothing to me, there's never been anything special about having a lifetime appointment with next to no accountability in this country, because no other position's treated like that.
No.
But
no other judge could get away with this.
No. So, yeah, I think it's a great idea. And honestly, if it seemed legit, I'd be down for it if it was a Republican. This idea too.
Yeah, absolutely.
To me, this is a bipartisan protection of checks and balances.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. And I think that's a really good point. I think most Democrats and independents would probably also agree that this is not a bad thing.
No.
To have some oversight on the highest court in the land.
Why would Joe Biden push for a constitutional amendment to take away the thing the Supreme Court just gave him, which is basically
a free pass.
A free pass as a president?
Yep.
Please.
Yeah. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you think about this?
It's hard to see through all these tears. It's where I should go from here. I've never been down.
Pretty clearly,
it's so long as you know. So excuse me if my heart should break. I'm bound to make a few mistakes. But I
that period of time.
That would be interesting, Jack. That would be very interesting. Unfortunately, I feel this way about the Democrats who are in the Supreme Court as well. They're going to fight over any ethical oversight. They already did.
Yeah.
They already did. But I think this should be something that Americans can agree upon, that they should be held to some ethical standards, right?
Absolutely.
Every time I fall, I get back up.
What should have been done when Biden got into office, manipulating and passed a whole bunch of legislation, and he used a lot of political capital to do that, in my opinion.
Let it take me where it wants to go.
Biden should have pressed for is expansion of the court.
Another one horse town, another damn
movie.
life is crazy.
Right.
But I'll be home soon, baby. I'll ride in on a sunny day. Sing your song.
Well, and I think it's really important too, Jack, because it reminded me, because we forget, and I soon forget, just exactly how Mitch McConnell ripped off Barack Obama in being able to place his Supreme Court justice pick, at least to have hearings on him.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell essentially said we're too close to the next election.
It was 9 months.
And the voters need to have the chance to weigh in on the next president who will decide who gets to take the next seat. And then, of course, when Trump was in office and they shoved in Amy Coney Barrett 2 weeks before the election.
Yeah. Well, also, when did they start? After Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, within a week?
Oh, yeah.
And it was close to the election.
Oh, it was very close to the election.
Looking it up, too.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.
Of course, thank you, Jack. The reason why the Supreme Court took 4 months, this is based on a suggestion from Alexander Hamilton, the Federalist Papers from 1978. He felt, and this makes sense from back then, that justice's objectivity would be preserved if they didn't have to run for re-election appointment. And I get that to a certain extent. But times they are changing, and times they have changed. And I feel like this, what we've seen now is the honor system of one Mr. Hamilton has been taken for granted, probably for a lot longer than you would expect. And I have a feeling that this whole topic would be like abortion, gun rights, marijuana, where a majority of Americans would be like, yeah, let's do that.
We all agree on this.
But the people in charge are like, no, we must save America. America's in trouble if we want to change anything at all.
Well, people like Harlan Crow certainly aren't going to be excited about someone with an ethical commission overseeing their bribes.
Probably trying to buy a second.
Right? So I can just imagine that the billions of dollars that would be spent on lobbying, like telling us why this would be bad, why the Supremes are all supremely ethical, and so they don't need any oversight.
Well, the nine of them think that.
They're Supremes. It says it in the name.
Yeah.
It just says it in the name.
That's the thing that will always stick in my craw.
Yeah.
Not just six. Seven, not one,
but nine.
All nine of them said we do not need oversight. Bunk. Every time
I fall, term limits and an ethics code are subject to congressional approval, according to the Washington Post. The Republican-controlled House unlikely to support either of the proposals, which also requires 60 votes to pass the Senate. Democrats only have 51 seats in the upper chamber.
Attention,
passing a constitutional amendment requires clearing
even and
more
parts in Richland
jumps,
Center in Boskerville for unbeatable
of
deals.
Both chambers
get select turtle waxes for just
$6.99
in Napa, ready to use anti-freezing coolant starting in $9.99 each. Plus,
so,
5-quart Napa
this
full synthetic motor oil on select weights,
but
only $20.99,
and I don't
mobile heavy-duty motor
what?
Oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boskerville today.
Once again, I think this is
just like no two people are the same.
Okay, now I've got 6 months and no election.
We start them and end them at different times.
This is what I'm
going to
focus on. Or what
are the things? In between, we all do very different things.
One of the focuses to
not
take away your power, but to directly
knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day.
855-752-4842. Call or text if you'd like to join the conversation. John from Boaz has you on the line. We will take you right after this.
Your source for power.
You are listening to Matt Nair on air.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work.
You're
boots,
listening to news
shoes,
from the center.
Athletic shoes,
W-R-C-E.
And any shoe you need or want.
Busted
no
pencils,
one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox.
Brandy Weingart,
with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes.
The
Shoebox is the place to go.
Heritage
they go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service. Like
it
ought to be.
It's a fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted pencils. With Dr. Tim and
when
Dr.
it comes
Johnny,
to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Gillenic Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Gillenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gillenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. J. Matt Nair, Denson, Greg Buck, the Calvinator on the board, MIT Boomer Studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. And if you're watching the live stream, you want to tune in on the live stream. Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter just for the dance parties that occasionally break out here in the studio.
Look at us. Look at us, live streamers. Look at us.
We were talking before the break about President Biden suggesting some changes to the United States Supreme Court, including some ethics oversight. Which sounds like a pretty good idea to me. What do you think? 855-752-4842. John from Boaz, thank you for your patience. John, what did you want to say this morning?
Hi, Gene, I love your show.
Thank you, John.
Before we get into the politics of the Constitution, do you remember when George Stephanopoulos asked Trump, no, he asked Biden the question, why don't we have Gene get on the air and ask Trump to state the United States Constitution to the letter in the period? And who was the client in the Wizard of Oz?
From Rockingham to Birmingham, we'll build a New Orleans, Jacksonville, Copperhill, Hockenville, and Green. Lafayette, Somerset, Boone, the Rocky Mountains. If you don't live in Dixie, then you're only camping out in my suburbs.
He needed braver. He needed courage. And I am all for Shane McNair interviewing Donald Trump. Let me host it. You will moderate. I will host it. Please, Civic Media. I'm talking to our corporate friends upstairs, the ones who live above us and love us. So please make this happen.
I'm sure Donald Trump would just get it because I'm so, my profile's so high, you guys. I know I can.
They don't do research. What are you talking about?
Betting is not their big thing.
Yeah.
Bill from Oconomowoc is online. Good morning, Bill.
You asked about what people feel about putting quality and honor and diplomacy and integrity back in the Supreme Court. I think the country agrees that the government and I think for
Right.
Yeah.
So listen, Jeff Pyron, thank you for what you do, and I'm getting,
absolutely. I've had the great fortune to talk to all kinds of people, Bill.
Maybe don't take
I think that's very kind of you guys. I think that's very gracious of you. The text line says, hey, Jade, debate me. Here's my offer. Here's my offer. I will be out at the Waukesha Farmer's Market this Saturday. Thank you, Bill, by the way, for calling, and always thank you for listening. I will be out at the Waukesha Farmer's Market this Saturday from 8 until noon. I will buy the best scones you've ever had in your life. We will sit down and share a scone apiece. I'll buy you a cup of coffee, and we can chat for as long as you like, because we have time constraints on this program that we have to follow. And we have breaks that we have to get to. So, if you would like to talk about something that's off topic, you can bring whatever gripes you have. Bring them. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Join me this Saturday, Waukesha Farmers Market, 8 to 12. Look for the Civic Media tent. We have two chairs there. David, our helper, is there to help me set up. You can sit down and have a long chat. Share a stone apiece. And a cup. Mike from Kenosha is on the line. Good morning, Mike. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. You know, I believe that listening to the Republicans, and specifically Trump over the weekend, he's still claiming stolen elections.
Oh, yeah.
He's still claiming that the only way the Dems will win is with fraud. So my suggestion for the Democratic Party is, if you don't have in your paperwork requirements to go along with a certified election outcome, then make it a pledge for yourself that the Democrats or this whatever candidate, I will abide by a certified election outcome, no matter if it's silent or not.
But you remember, Mike, Trump refused to do that when he ran in 2016 because the RNC wanted all of the candidates to agree to throw their support behind whoever the nominee was for the Republican Party, and Trump refused. He refused.
Well, and now it's become a thing then where if you are a member of the Republican Party, you are no longer allowed to say you will accept the results.
That's the worst. That's like the worst thing you can commit.
Robin Voss, they tried to recall him twice. Not because he's a rhino, not because he's voting for Harris or Biden. He's voting for Trump. He's made that very clear because he simply said the election was secure, it was safe, it was fair, and it's over, let's move on. Now they tried to call him twice. So it's even beyond the idea of like signing a deal or making a pledge. It's like you just have to, all you have to say is, of course I'll accept the result. That's not a controversial statement.
Well, and I'm telling you, because thank you, Mike, for your call, and thank you for listening. He sent it over the weekend in Minnesota. Yeah. They're going to cheat. If I don't win Minnesota, they're going to cheat. So this is going to be the exact same playbook we saw after 2020, when they're going to complain he was robbed, he was rigged. He's been setting the stage for this. He's done this his entire life. When he lost to Ted Cruz in the Iowa caucuses before the 2016 election, he claimed that was rigged.
I think I'm hoping that if that happens, he loses and he claims cheating, because we've been through this 4 years ago, there might be a little less like, just think whatever you think. We have things to do. We have things to do in this country.
Places to go.
Yeah.
And the news is coming. And news is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Maher on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Also, we learn about rally around the markers going on in Waukesha. I hope you'll join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking it now.
I know. Going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Even though it hurts,
this is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD, Richmond Center. And always on the Civic Media app.